Mass. This station is at St. Mary's across the Tiber. It was but just that this basilica should receive such an honor, for it is the most ancient of all the churches raised by the devotion of the faithful of Rome in honor of our Blessed Lady. It was consecrated in the 3rd century by St. Calixtus, on the site of the ancient Taberna Meritoria, celebrated even among the pagans, for the fountain of oil which sprang up in that spot in the reign of Augustus and flowed into the Tiber. The piety of the Christians interpreted this as a symbol of the Christ that was afterwards born, and the basilica is sometimes called, even to this day, Fons Olei. The introit is that of the 3rd Mass of Christmas Day, as are also most of the portions that are chanted by the choir. It celebrates the birth of the child who was born unto us, and is today 8 days old. Introit. A child is born to us, and a son is given to us, and the government is upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called the Angel of Great Counsel. Sing to the Lord a new canticle, for he hath done wonderful things. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the Collect, the Church celebrates the fruitful virginity of the Mother of God, and shows Mary to us as the source whence God poured out upon mankind the blessing of the Incarnation. She expresses to God Himself the hopes we have in the intercession of this privileged creature. Collect. O God, who by the fruitful virginity of Blessed Mary hast given to mankind the rewards of eternal salvation, grant, we beseech thee, that we may experience her intercession, by whom we received the author of life, our Lord Jesus Christ, thy Son. Epistle. Lesson of the Epistle of St. Paul the Apostle to Titus, Chapter 2. Dearly beloved, the grace of God our Savior hath appeared to all men, instructing us that, denying ungodliness and worldly desires, we should live soberly and justly and godly in this world, looking for the blessed hope and coming of the glory of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and might cleanse to himself a people acceptable, a pursuer of good works. These things speak and exhort in Christ Jesus our Lord. These counsels of our great apostle, who warns the faithful of the obligation they are under of making a good use of the present life, are most appropriate to this first day of January, which is now the beginning of the new civil year. Let us therefore renounce all worldly desires. Let us live soberly, justly, and piously, and permit nothing to distract us from the expectation of that blessedness, which is our hope. The great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who shows himself to us in these days of his mercy, in order to instruct us, will come to us in a second coming, in order to give us our reward. The beginning of a new year tells us plainly enough that this last day is fast approaching. Let us cleanse ourselves from all iniquity and become a people acceptable to our Redeemer, a people doing good works. The Gradual proclaims the grand tidings of the birth of our Jesus and invites all nations to give praise to him, as also to the Eternal Father, who had promised him by the prophets and at length sent him. Gradual. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Sing joyfully to the Lord all the earth. The Lord hath made known his salvation. He hath revealed his justice in the sight of the Gentiles. Alleluia, alleluia. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spoke in time past to our fathers by the prophets, last of all in these days hath spoken to us by his Son. Alleluia. Gospel. Sequel of the Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 2. At that time, after 8 days were accomplished, that the child should be circumcised, his name was called Jesus, which was called by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. The child is circumcised. He is now not only a member of the human race, he is made today a member of God's chosen people. He submits himself to this painful ceremony, to this symbol of one devoted to the divine service, in order that he may fulfill all justice. He receives at the same time his name. The name is Jesus, and it means a savior. A savior! Then he is to save us? Yes, and he is to save us by his blood. Such is the divine appointment, and he has bowed down his will to it. The incarnate Word is upon the earth in order to offer a sacrifice, and the sacrifice is begun today. This first shedding of the blood of the man-God was sufficient to the fullness and perfection of a sacrifice. But he has come to win the heart of the sinner, and that heart is so hard that all the streams of that precious blood, which flow from the cross on Calvary, will scarcely make it yield. The drops that were shed today would have been enough to satisfy the justice of the Eternal Father, but not to cure man's miseries. And the babe's heart would not be satisfied to leave us uncured. He came for man's sake, and his love for man will go to what looks like excess. He will carry out the whole meaning of his dear name. He will be our Jesus, our Savior. The offertory extols the power of our Emmanuel. Now that he is humbled by the wound of the circumcision, it must be our delight to proclaim his power, his riches, his independence. Let us also magnify his love for us, for it is in order to cure our wounds that he so humbly condescends to feel their smart himself. Offertory. Thine are the heavens, and thine is the earth. The world and the fullness thereof thou hast founded. Justice and judgment are the preparation of thy throne. Secret. Receive, O Lord, our offerings and prayers. Cleanse us by these mysteries, and mercifully hear us. At the communion, the Church rejoices in the Jesus, the Savior, who visits her, and acts up to his sweet name with such perfection by redeeming the inhabitants of the whole earth. In the post-communion, she prays that by the intercession of Mary, the Holy Communion may cure our hearts of their sins, that thus we may offer to God the homage of that spiritual circumcision of which the Apostle so often speaks. Communion. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Post-communion. May this communion, O Lord, cleanse us from sin, and by the intercession of Blessed Mary, the Virgin Mother of God, make us partakers of thy heavenly remedy.